This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
UNITY, UNITY, that's a unity. UNITY, love a black man from infinity to
infinity. Who you calling a bitch?
Good morning, Gloucester. Bridget, I absolutely love that song. That brings it back.
Yes,
that is Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like
somebody told me. Hey,
back. Like, was that?
That was 91.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Because I was 4 years old.
Because Kyle's like, I have no.
I was four.
No
that's
idea.
Some sax playing right
yep,
there.
Yeah. No
crazy
idea.
Sax.
Why did you choose that today?
I chose that because apparently there was a hidden Homiecast that was not on the Good Morning Gloucester blog, but on their Homiecast webpage.
And that was 12, right?
That was, I think it was like 11. Cause
or what are we? Are we 13?
Oh, we're 13.
Right now?
We're
oh,
13.
Like number 13.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we're
13. 13.
So they're
okay.
Two behind because
yes.
They're old. And let's just say that they were talking about how, oh my God, haven't got together with guys and blah, blah, blah. And those bitches on Alicia Unleashed,
oh,
you know,
they
yeah,
us
they
bitches.
Called us bitches.
Wow.
Which, you know what?
Some harsh words.
Nah, you know, I think I'm cool with it because, you know what? They're just mad that
we're
killing
we're
it.
Up on,
you're killing
we're
it.
Up on a couple of
we're
them.
We're totally up on
yeah,
the
yeah, we're up on them.
That's right. And they haven't done one since November 12th, so
what? Who is... Wow, she is trolling. You're trolling.
I'm not trolling. I just,
wow.
I go in to check and see if they're calling us bitches again. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Haven't
oh,
updated
wait.
Since
November
the drone talk?
Oh, no.
Sorry,
oh,
Joey.
What?
Sorry, Joey.
So I hear that Joey has a little bit of a, you know, sabbatical coming up, you know, where he doesn't have to work as much, you know, kind of his slow season.
Isn't he going on a massage trip with Kate or something like that?
You know,
that?
Like to Mexico,
something
I think.
Like
something like that. He's going to go do some yoga in Mexico
or oh,
something.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, he's going to start doing yoga 2016.
Nice.
So, hey, and I've been looking into that too. I need to get back into it. But yeah, like his not-so-busy season's coming up, and that's when he takes his vacations and... He's got some time coming up. So interesting to see how many Homiecasts he's going to bang out because he's been talking about, oh, I'm going to do 3 regular podcasts a week. What about your Homiecast?
Oh.
Yeah. But that's pretty aggressive, right?
Not, no,
pretty
bit.
Aggressive. He's
bit.
Talking about 200 Gloucester podcasts being sometime in March.
Wow.
Wow, that's aggressive, dude, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's
like,
aggressive.
Is he going to, like, jump ship? Like, is he going to go jump on different podcasts and stuff? Or
no,
is he gonna,
he's going to have to
he's just
going to
roll out on his own?
No idea, you know?
Huh.
It's like, so it's like, I thought that our 20th could be coincide with the Homiecast 20th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at this rate, it doesn't look that way.
No.
We're at 13. We'll probably be at 14, 15 before he's even at 12,
I mean,
maybe, you know?
Theirs was only 35 minutes, the last one.
Because oh,
it was before
really
the game.
Short. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they got to squeeze one out before the
okay.
game, you know?
Yeah.
How was the... You said that you're following the game, Bridget?
I was following the game. I actually... You know, in the third quarter, just like, you know what? My dog needs to go for a walk. So I walked my dog through all of downtown, and one of my clients who's in New York messaged me and goes, how you doing? I'm like, well, I'm a little sweaty, panting. It's raining out here. What's up? She goes... You're not watching the game? I'm like, no, what's going? She's like, oh my God, we're tied. And I was like, shut up. Race inside the house. You know, of course, clock runs out and they go into overtime.
Right.
And Patriots, you know, they're doing the coin toss and the Patriots win. And the ref's like, oh, so you guys have decided to kick. What the
well,
fuck?
Who said that?
The ref
someone,
did.
But,
the ref
but,
did.
But who just, like, the whole thing was very
no,
confusing.
No, the Patriots, yeah. The Patriots
right?
were supposed to, yes. The
it
Patriots were supposed to decide what they wanted to do.
Okay, so
the
I
thing is
yeah.
that in typical Patriots fashion, during the beginning of the game, they opt to kick first. That's what, that was the problem. The ref just automatically was like, oh. And he's like, wait. No. And sure enough,
that was it.
Similar to like the wrongly crowned.
Yeah, it was definitely Steve Harvey.
Oh, Harvey. So this referee's probably not going to get it like, you know, like Steve Harvey got it. Actually, that was really bad. That's like...
No,
the Steve Harvey thing.
Alan Thicke did the same thing in 2004.
For what?
He crowned the wrong...
No.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
he did?
Really?
Yeah, there was actually an article I read about it.
But no one is big as... Alan Thicke was never as big as C. Harvey.
No,
come on now, let's be real.
But let's also remember that Ryan Seacrest also tried to high-five a blind guy on American Idol. So
stop it! Wow, you guys are bringing up all sorts of good shit.
I didn't know about this. I just saw it on Facebook.
His reaction was fucking...
Wait, so they actually let Alan Thicke be a host to the Miss... America? Miss Universe?
I think it was like Miss Universe or something.
Stop
like
it.
That.
Alan Thicke?
Yeah.
He was out in like 1992. I don't understand.
Well,
like,
he made a comeback when his son became like a R&B artist and a hit.
So they then he should also have let creepy. Him do it instead.
Yeah.
Not Alan. Yeah, Robin should have been the person.
Robin probably would have slept with all of them or something like that.
Oh, Robin definitely would have. Mm-hmm. Robin's a freak like
I'm
that.
Not
Haven't you heard his songs?
Yeah.
And he admits to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're quite beautiful.
Who?
The songs.
Robin Thicke?
I'm kidding.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm not feeling well today. Just today.
Just today. We never introduced who was in the room. It's a usual.
I'm sure they picked the usual.
Miss Bridget Ernest.
Hello.
And the Miss Kyle Danigas.
Can we talk about your husband wearing a Revis shirt right now?
So, Revis used to be on the
Patriots. Now he's on the Jets, and he took the interception from Tom. It was a friggin' cannon, too. I was super pissed. Hmm. I was like, you bastard. But whatever. It's just a game. We still clinched. We won't get home field advantage. It's all right.
Is that it? Like, are we still going to make it to the Super Bowl? I don't understand at this point. Like,
Coldplay's
still going to play the Super Bowl?
Coldplay's going to play
always. Yes, they're going to play no matter what.
Wait,
my hand is up. I need to just say something to anybody who's listening that was a Coldplay fan. I threw a Coldplay release, an album release party on December 4th.
I saw that.
And...
Wait, you're doing a what?
She did an album release party.
You did an album release party?
Well, party meaning me and my girlfriend cooking vegetarian lasagna.
Was it my sister?
No, it was Megan.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, I have never been so disappointed. Like
in an album.
When I was 18, on my 18th birthday, I woke up. I realized I was still flat-chested and that it was still never going to happen. That's about as how depressed as I was when I heard the Coldplay album.
Aww.
Like, there's no changing it. That's how it is. It happened and that's how it's going to be. I was bullshit. My coworkers were like, what is wrong with you? And I was like,
Coldplay is just, that's it.
It was garbage.
There's only one song on there that's pretty good, right?
One that was catchy, which is the single. But I've been following Coldplay for the past, 10, 11 years. And I've loved every single one of their albums. Like, the last one was... But then this one was just... Oh, I was so disgusted. Doesn't mean I'm still not going to see them when they come around.
Or at the Super Bowl, because you're totally going to just now watch the Super Bowl because...
Well, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm just going to watch when they're...
On.
What is it, on halftime? Intermission or whatever?
Intermission.
They're
on intermission.
Yeah, that's what
they're halfway through.
Yeah, and they're just so commercial. I was just heartbroken. That's it. I'm done. I just needed to say that.
Can we talk about your necklace for a second? Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
It's like
looks like a boomerang.
No, you know, like those leaves that fall, and you split them and you used to put them on your nose as a kid? Is that what that is?
That's exactly what that is, Bridget.
Holy shit.
So
like a boomerang.
Can I just say... why I have this.
Yes.
So I was at Common Crow the other day, and this was hanging on one of their little jewelry displays. And I was like, oh my God, I said it so loud that the people turned around. I was like, oh. But anyway, the second I looked at it, I was instantly 8 years old. And I assume a lot of
children, they would go to a
spin. It's a maple seed.
Okay.
So And then, like, it was this whole nostalgia came over me, and it was like, oh my god, life was just, like, so simple. The only decisions you had to make was chocolate or vanilla ice cream.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just a very calming feeling, and I was like, you know what? Like, I don't know about this. So I grabbed it, and I think it's just really, like, a good reminder of, like, to keep your shit calm and try to revert back to a better place that you used to have. I don't know.
That's awesome. And Bridget totally picked up on that.
Yeah, well, I
saw her, like, on that. I was, like, when she was talking, like, I looked at it, I was like, is that what I think it is?
I mean, it's weird as shit because it's a seed for a necklace, but, I mean, I think that
it's perfect. I think there was the reason behind it and the statement behind it is also, like, what you've picked up. Because someone else would be like, I'm totally into maple seeds.
Yeah. You know? I know. Like, I know. But it was. It was something that I was just, I don't usually wear too much. How many of you ever seen me wear a necklace? Like, I don't ever wear them.
Right.
I'm more about, like, sentimental jewelry. I love that all these
sweater.
Thank you. This was also given to me.
It
this,
looks comfy. Yeah.
But, like, all my rings and stuff, all given to me between me. I don't just buy jewelry.
Yeah.
It's always, like, a story behind it is what I do. I don't
good.
Know. Could be just the weird part of me.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, everything has a story. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a meaning behind it. And then it makes it that more special. And then when people ask you about it, like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the deal.
Right. You can't just say, oh, hey, I really like that pair of earrings or that necklace. Oh, thanks.
Right.
That's the end of it. They just like it. That's it. Oh, well, actually, I picked this up at, you know, my friend's house when I did this or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I just think that there should be, you know. For me, I don't know.
Yeah, no, totally makes sense. Speaking of going out, so you spent the holidays a little bit with my sister when she came down.
She came down for Christmas Eve, her and our friend Megan.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was, you know, I don't have a lot going on, so it was good for it was good for me. And then, yeah, well, we went out, and there was, surprisingly, nowhere was open on Christmas Eve.
No, a lot of places are.
It's sarcasm. I know everybody's, like, closed. But,
yeah, but
we're
no,
like,
I mean,
why?
Christmas Day is even worse.
I was in a fucking panic. I was on empty on Christmas Day. I don't know if you saw.
I know, I saw that. Like, what's up?
Yeah, Well, I went to my beach for Christmas morning. I spent a couple hours at the beach. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to, like, do some errands. Wait, nothing's open. All right, so maybe we won't do errands. Maybe I'll go to
Walgreens, because Walgreens open.
Right.
Well, yeah,
you can do a lot of errands there. You know?
Right. Well, you know, so I thought, well, right, I'll take my dog for a hike and spend the day, you know, outside, which I did, which was awesome. But there was the gaslight. I'm like, I have no, and I went to, like, as many places as
did
I could
you find
think
a place?
Of. Yeah, actually, your husband suggested it. Was
where?
The East Gloucester.
Richdale's in East Gloucester.
Yeah.
Oh, they were open?
They were, thank
Get
God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank God they were. But it was it was good to see Celia because I don't see her that much.
Yeah. She doesn't come down that often.
No, she's all busy. She's all nursey and and boyfriend up and
she likes does all sorts of shit.
No, she's like she's a freak, like in a good way.
She chefs up at Louise's house, and I was teaching her, and she wanted to learn shit. And
she's like,
I'm
a
like, hey, I do this and this, and she did with my mom, and she learned a lot. Because if you're not hands on, you're not active. How are you going to learn stuff?
Right.
So she was very active that day, and you know, just showing her. And she's like, how come not? Like, you do have these recipes. I wrote it in a little cookbook for you. Like,
well, I think Celia's a very you know, she's a very independent girl.
Yeah.
You know, and she knows it. And, you know, I think that she tries to, you know, help people that around her to be like, hey, like, you don't need to, you know, rely on a lot of people for this or that or whatever, which is awesome because that's my belief, too.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So it was a little fun.
Did you guys had a good Christmas, too?
What did you do, Bridget?
I went to a old family friend's house. It's actually now the daughter of my mom's friend who was hosting the party, and her son flew in from LA.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him probably since high school. No, a little after high school, but he moved to LA around the same time I was out west. So we were talking about how much I miss the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
and how he's in LA, and he's like, you know, we were talking about, joking around about how much I lived in Oakland, how I survived as a white girl. just in general. You know, he's got a 1-year-old now, and it was great. There was karaoke happening, but wow. We were like, we're not singing karaoke. And by 2 o'clock in the morning,
you were singing
karaoke. I was singing karaoke in the kitchen while watching them, and I was like, okay, it's time to go home. Woke up the next morning because I thought my dog was whining, and it was actually a fucking bird that sounded like my dog and tricked me.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a boxer retriever.
That sounds like a bird.
Well, she does the whining thing. Oh. And the bird sounded just like that, so I sprung up thinking there was something wrong. Oh. And then I was like, oh shit, am I still drunk? I could be still drunk. What do? I decide to walk the entire downtown of Gloucester with my dog on Christmas Day. Still drunk. That sobers you up real quick. Yeah. That's how I knew that the Dunkin' Donuts down on Main Street was closed. And people kept pulling up and speeding off, or people were walking there and like, damn it! I'm like, it's Christmas right. Day!
But, like, my argument, when I get it's coffee, it's bagels, like, or right. Whatever it is. I
mean, make your
it's
own fucking
cocaine
coffee.
For a lot of people, but I'm you thinking, like...
probably got a Keurig for Christmas. Open that shit up.
Yeah. I just thought gas stations, like, people gotta, like, oh, get yeah. Places. Right. Like, Jesus, I was about to, steal gas out of people's...
go cypher some gas.
Yeah!
You can always come to my house. I'm sure I have some gasoline for my lawnmower somewhere.
Oh, it was getting scary. Fuck. But anyway, so New Year's resolutions. What do you think of them? Yay or nay? Do you do them? Do you think they're good?
It was
what
really
do you
funny because we were talking about this in Gloucester Podcast number 1,000,000 something this morning when I went to go see Joey. And I always said, like, I don't usually have them. But my, you know, kind of my wish for every year is, like, I think of, so, for instance... today at 3 o'clock, I actually did my post because New Year's is one of my favorite times of the year because New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is a time for renewal and it's a time to reflect and it's a time to move forward and start a new year. So I usually don't because I think of it in that way, but you know, I don't know. And then I forget what I said. It's a time to, I said I was going to start going to therapy. So that was like after all of our talks, I was like, oh, I think I should go to therapy in 2016. So that was something that I was thinking about. But, you know, Joey has said he doesn't usually. And then other people were giving their resolutions. Do you ever do resolutions or what's your thought?
I don't do them.
No?
Ever.
Do you think of New Year's as a new year, a new beginning, a new start? Or do you think it's another day? Like, what is your thought on the whole New Year's thing?
Not really. I totally get what
it's a new year.
Right. I get
you're starting kind of over. It's a renewal. But you don't think of it even like that?
Just by dates, but that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like for instance, last New Year's, right? I thought about, oh, maybe do a resolution, work on myself, all this jazz. And I was like, I don't know. And it was February. It was the first week of February. And I, like, dramatically changed everything, but that was not a New Year's resolution.
Right.
That
no,
just happened. Right, yeah. It was literally, like, I woke up one day, and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, my God. And this whole year, I've worked really hard, mm-hmm. and I think I've, you know, done a really good job. I feel a lot better than I used to.
So you, in a sense, you did work on yourself this year.
But the thing is, I don't, like, I would never, I'm going to continue, I think people continue to work on themselves mm-hmm. throughout their entire life. Yeah. I believe that's a huge part of living, but maybe just kickstarting it, you mm-hmm. know, like waking up and being like, you know, like I woke up one morning and I was like, no, there's no way this is going to continue. And I never like thought about it that much really, you know, and then it just hit me and then it's like, you know, but a lot of people would say, well, my New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, quit, you know, drinking or lose weight or get healthy or maybe, you know, try to start dating.
Do more yoga or
whatever.
Because of that. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people have this specific, yeah.
For me, if I put such pressure on myself.
Yeah, you won't do it.
Not only will I not do it, if I attempt it and fail, it's the most disappointment, I think, is from yourself, my personal opinion with mm-hmm. that. And I don't like doing that, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't do them. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, something stupid.
Well, like, I think that, like, I don't do, like, necessarily, like I said, I don't do a resolution.
No, but I totally...
I think of New Year as being a new beginning.
Right.
And a new something and a new in general.
Right.
And so Chris's grandmother, one of her sayings, in which I caught on to many years ago, but she says, eat well on New Year's Day and you'll never be hungry for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, something that, and I guess I've kind of, you know, caught on to that growing up because my mom always made, we always had, New Year's Day was a holiday in my family. My mother cooked a full meal. It was a holiday. It was a full meal. It was a holiday. So we treated it like Christmas Day. We treated it like Christmas Eve. It was a full meal, and that's how I grew up. And so, you know, I don't know. Like last year, we had a get together here, and we had an open house, and mm-hmm. you know, even at the restaurant, that was one of our huge things that we lived after with her. You know, eat well on New Year's Day and never starve. And so that's what, like, I don't know, that's kind of what I live by, so.
Yeah, no, and that's fantastic.
I mean, yeah. Whatever. So it's like, kind of, what do you think?
I haven't done resolutions in a while. I've done goals. And it's ridiculous. Like, in 2012, it was like, I'm going to wear more earrings this year. And I did. Totally rocked, like, the hoop earrings, the drop earrings, like, rocked that, no problem. 2013, I'm like, I'm going to go see more live concerts. Well, unfortunately, life happens and I moved home, so the live concerts that I had lined up, I had to not go to. But I'll tell you, I killed it this year on the live music situation.
Yeah, you had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I did. Last year it was, I'm going to read more. And that's what I did. So, you know.
So it doesn't have to necessarily put pressure.
No, it not
any,
at all.
It could be anything. So it you went be, the total other way as to be anything as a hobby.
Or like, try something right, different. Exactly. Like, try something outside of your box. Like, get out of the box. Like, one thing that people keep continuing to say to me is, like, wow, like, California, like, change you. Like, you getting off the island and you going over the bridge totally, like, change you. And it did. Like, it puts more perspective. There's more life out there. It's like, try things. And we were actually having this conversation on Christmas Eve. Like, the people that, you know, you grew up with and you haven't seen in 10 to 15 years, they may not be that same person. And so it's like, instead of being like, oh, I don't know you, just say, hey, how are you?
Like, that awkward, seen, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, there was somebody that was bouncing at one of the restaurants downtown. And I went to like 12 years of school, I think, with this person. And I walked in and he's sitting there and I was like, oh, I gotta get my ID. Like, I'm sure that, like, he doesn't mm-hmm. remember me. And it's like, wait, of course he would remember me. But I, like, went for that. He's like, you're good. I'm like, oh, God. Like, okay, so you do remember me. I don't know. But I normally, like, not so much this particular person, but normally I just kind of like, if they want to say hi, they'll come over. You know what I mean?
That's like one of the girls at Stone's. One night I was there. I'm like, how do I know you? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, she's like, I'm 24. I'm like, ugh.
I don't.
I'm like, that hurts.
I don't know you.
Maybe I don't. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know how I went to camp, maybe. I'm like, no. I know. I remember my campers. She was one of my cheerleaders when I was a coach for Pee Wee football.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, that hurts so much.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to my cousin who turned 21 today. My little baby girl cousin. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
I can't remember any of the other topics that you'd had.
New Year's Eve? Like, what's going on New Year's Eve, people? What's happening?
Wait. You tell me.
Like, I have any freaking answers? No. Kyle, what are you doing? Anything?
I did get an invite to a party.
Nice.
Which is exciting for me.
Yeah? People your age?
Let's be real here.
Younger or older?
Older, but that's
okay. Older's better than younger.
Right?
I don't, no offense to anybody, this might sound really horrible, but I usually don't associate with anybody my own age or younger.
Right,
I don't know why.
I can't. Be older.
You associate with me.
Dude, you're like a year younger than me or some shit like that. And Kyle's like 7 years younger. So, it's not like this is the norm. norm.
Yeah, and you know what it is? I think it's just, no offense to anybody, I just think, like, maybe when people are a little bit older than I am, they're a little bit more calm at times.
Yeah.
And maybe not as, like, fucking reckless. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like, let's jump off that mountaintop and do a backflip and do a fire pit. And I'm like, why don't we sit home and, like, you know, read or go for a hike? You know? Put on some Nora Jones and, you know, sit back.
Oh my God.
Like, dude,
I was watching 2 Weeks Notice last night with Hugh Grant and Sandra Bullock.
Oh my God.
Nora Jones was live in that. Nora Jones. I was like, oh my God, that's Nora Jones.
Yeah, I actually,
I love Nora Jones.
I do. But so you get what I'm saying. But wait, and Sandra Bullock, though. You just said Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
So Johnny Depp is my, like, favorite actor. And Sandra Bullock is my favorite actress.
Oh, really?
Of all time.
Do they ever do anything together?
No.
They haven't. The stars haven't aligned. And I'm still waiting for that day, but I don't
that
know.
That should be gonna, a day. Don't you think that they should do something together?
I don't know, but you know what? Everybody said that about...
Is Sandra Bullock, like... You know, she was good.
Are you about
in
to insult her?
I'm just saying, like, 2 weeks notice was like a million years ago. Miss Congeniality, yes. I'm like, do you think her ship has sailed?
No, she was in The Blind Side, and she's also in that new movie, Our Brand of Crisis.
Hope Floats.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Hope Floats. Dude, that was like a million years ago.
I don't care. It was beautiful.
A million years ago.
Oh, my God.
Speed?
Dude, a million years ago.
You were like, what,
Johnny Depp is the only one. If you look at them, too, Johnny Depp is the only one doing anything current.
Well, because she just adopted a new kid.
What is she, fucking Brad and Angelina?
She's a good person.
Two kids.
And let me just say, when her and Jesse were in town, they had rented the boat out.
Jesse who?
Jesse James. This may offend somebody, but I'm quite sure it was some crackhead that hit them on the street.
Oh yeah, the drunk driver.
Oh my Jesus!
Wait, they got hit?
Yeah, she hit them head on. Yeah,
and
she hit her car.
Yeah.
Wait,
and they
who hit who?
I heard about that out west.
The crackhead.
The drunk hit Sandra Bullock in the car with Jesse James. There was a big car accident
in Gloucester.
Like, yes,
over by years over ago? By Shaw's on Eastern Ave.
When was this?
I don't fucking know.
2012
like,
or something like that.
She was filming The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds here.
Remember?
Oh, that was here?
Yeah.
It was in Rockport. Oh. It was in Rockport.
I'm so behind the times.
Well, I tried to hunt the woman down that hit them because...
Do they know who it was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She will remember.
Her photo was right on the Gloucester Daily Times online.
Oh.
I saw that.
Okay,
But the point of it is I was supposed to be on the boat to meet, I'm talking like one-on-one, like quality time with Sandra Bullock in Wales.
You did?
No. It was because she got hit... On, like, the day or the day before that they got the boat. Like, that they were going to go on the boat for the whale
watch. On your
dad's
boat?
Yeah. So this drunk idiot ruined my chances to bond with Sandra Bullock.
Because then she won't let anyone on it.
No, she's hurt.
Yeah, it was a big thing. But anyway, the point
of getting
at
is... huge.
Huh?
It's big.
What?
It's huge.
What's huge?
This whole story.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, like, 8 years ago.
Yeah,
whenever it was, yeah.
Okay.
But I was just saying how much I like her. That's actually the whole point of what I was talking about.
I think she's all right.
So, there was... I quoted a Speed quote, and I like, do sometimes, because it was a great movie. And there's only been a handful of people that have, like, caught on. And I'm like, do you like Sandra Bullock? And most of the time, they're like, no. And I'm like, well, but I don't like you.
You can watch movies and remember, like, quotes. And
I saw that movie when I was, like, 9. Yeah.
I can't do that.
There's certain movies that I can do.
I can't do that.
Mallrats, Dazed and Confused.
No.
Clueless.
No.
Pitch Perfect. Oh, my God, yes.
No. So, I can remember, like, I can't remember what happened yesterday. I can't remember what happened in a movie 40 years ago. It's not happening. Like, I can't. However, if I watched the movie enough times, like when Harry Met Sally, I can do that. Or you had said Clueless. Like, the only thing I remember out of Clueless is I totally paused when she was at a stop sign. That's what it is.
You don't say, like, as if or whatever.
As if, whatever. Yeah, I understand those, but because it's one word.
That was like lingo.
In one words, but they were like, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, you didn't watch that movie?
So
no, I don't understand.
On Wednesdays we wear pink? No?
That's the Mean Girls.
Yeah!
And that's only
good job!
Talia. Okay.
It's a great movie.
Because during October last year or 2 years ago, Talia wore pink, and she did that for the Mean Girls for Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Other than that, I would never know. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well,
can't sit with us.
And then I watched it again recently, and I understand it. Other than that, no. Can we? Oh my God.
Oh, here it comes.
Can we talk about Fuller House coming out on Netflix, bitches?
Is this going to be another Saved by the Bell conversation?
Stop it. Look at Tyler. He's like, yes. So, okay, so I'm very clueless. Get it?
Ah!
I'm so clueless. I did it. See what I just did? I'm funny. I made up funny.
Are you quoting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right now?
Was that
okay,
it?
You're actually very good at this, Alicia.
You're so good at this.
Let's go to trivia. Let's do it.
No, I'm really bad at trivia. I'm really bad at useless knowledge.
Horrible.
So, I stopped watching TV in 1995 when Full House came out with their series finale, and that was it. Like, I stopped, I rebelled, I never wanted to watch another TV show for the rest of my life because Full House was gone. So the fact that Fuller House is now coming out on Netflix, now I'm kind of like, I don't understand Netflix. So my friend Pam is helping me understand it.
Are
you talking about like their series?
So on February 26th,
yes,
I thought they were dropping a
episode.
Oh no,
they're dropping the whole thing. Eight episodes on February 26th. Like every single one of them.
You don't know that that's how it works for Netflix. That's why Orange is the New Black. Like you binge watch that.
Well,
stuff.
Well, I don't watch.
So Netflix
TV, dude.
So Netflix now has, instead of you doing it on a Prime cable channel, Netflix is coming up with their own series of things. Fuller House is one of them. And they drop all the episodes at once.
What time?
It's probably going to be like at midnight on the 26th or 8 p.m. And
it can't be 8 p.m. on the 26th because I have to watch all of them. And me and Pam are taking the day off.
Well,
to
it's
watch
one of those,
them all. So don't be disappointing me.
I don't know exactly what time, but I know that they will drop it, and that's when everyone goes. Like everyone just does.
So
it.
Pam was like, because Pam has to help me with these things because I don't watch TV, and she's Netflix and she watches TV, and she's like, Alicia, they're gonna drop all of them on the 26th. I'm like, oh my God, are they going to be half hours? Are they going to be hours? What's going to happen?
It's probably going to be half hours.
Yeah, I can't go to work that day.
Wait, can you explain?
It can't happen.
Can you explain something to me? Is it?
It's a continuing of Full House. And it starts
the same
with
same people?
Yes.
So except for the Olsen twins, but who really cares about
It's going to be focused on...
Die. Seriously.
Well, no, the Olsen twins are actually one person on that show.
I know, but then I'm going to be back, so I don't really care.
No,
I don't
well,
care.
The thing, you think about it...
They're all coming back.
But here's,
all of
but
them.
But here's the thing, you think about it. The two... Who would play Michelle? Would it be Mary-Kate or
no,
Ashley?
They're not playing.
I'm just saying, if they did, like, which one?
You I know? Don't know, but it doesn't matter.
And you're going to know.
And it doesn't matter. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say Michelle is in New York.
Wow.
You're getting their way.
They're saying.
Very loud.
You're freaking out,
you're hurting
Kyle.
My ears.
You're
making me
scared,
nervous.
Kyle.
I'm serious about this.
So, yes. So, it's actually going to focus.
Fuller House is like real life right now.
So, okay? It's going to focus on DJ, the oldest daughter, who is going to be a widow. Just like her dad was.
I know, I saw that. I'm like, that's so sad. Why would they do that?
And she's going to have children, and they're going to move back into that old house with Uncle Jesse and Aunt Rebecca.
Except for Michelle.
And I don't think the twins are coming back.
Are you listening to what I'm saying to you?
I don't think the twins. I have
Michelle
heard nothing about the twins.
Only person / twins not coming back.
Can't. Why would they bring back Jesse and Rebecca's kids?
Every single one of them... Everybody is coming back. Everyone. Plus people. You know they're gonna have plus people.
Yeah, they're gonna have Steve.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm
Steve's
right now.
Coming back and Kimmy's
everyone. Every single one of them.
Woosa.
They all are coming back.
Do you think that they'll do this for Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh God, Joss Whedon wants to do that so bad, and I
seriously totally... was Buffy really that important to happen?
Yes. For are
me,
you kidding me right
in
now?
In my development.
How
as an
dare
adult.
You?
Yes.
How
yes,
dare
it
you?
Is.
Hello, David Boreanaz. That was like. Whoa.
But anyway,
is that the one?
Okay, can
was
we
saying?
Also?
How do I talk to an angel?
No, that was Jamie Walker from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah.
And he also had a few other songs like Hold On. And they also had a TV show called The Heights, but
yes,
it was canceled
it
on
did.
Fox. But anyway, useless knowledge. I'm a pro. Can we talk about also John Stamos' naked ass just a few weeks
Wait,
ago?
Wait, on the grandfather?
No. On the, you know the magazine paper that had the Kim Kardashian one where she was naked with the champagne bottle popping on her,
yeah.
the glass on her ass?
Yeah.
Last
okay.
year that broke the internet?
I don't follow
her. Air quotes?
Yet. I don't get you.
Well, this news, this paper, mm-hmm. or this magazine actually featured John Stamos butt naked.
Was it a good
Looking
butt
at,
naked?
Oh my god, yes. Oh. It was almost as good as Justin Bieber in Tahiti. Yeah. It was good.
And he's in his 50s.
And yeah, Justin Bieber's like 12.
Yeah. No, he's 21.
Oh.
No, he's legal now.
He's totally old
He's
enough.
Legal.
Yeah.
Totally legal.
Yeah.
I tried to get his concert tickets. Can't do it. And tried to get Adele in every state. Couldn't do it.
Hello from the parking lot.
Hello.
It's me.
I'm so sad.